Hollywood celebrities freak as SCOTUS takes up Trump immunity case, fuck the Supreme Court. By David Ng on February 29, 2024. The day after the Supreme Court ruled that it would take up former President Donald Trump's immunity case, Hollywood celebrities appear to have received their marching orders to smear and delegitimize the court in the mind of the American public. With alarming ferocity, Hollywood stars are trying to gin up popular outrage, using the ruling as an opportunity to push the Democrats' agenda of packing the court and singling out Justice Clarence Thomas for more political persecution. "Fuck the Supreme Court," wrote Ellen Barkin. "Thomas needs to be in jail," rocker Stephen Van Zandt posted. "Dems must push to expand the court," CBS 2½ Men star John Cryer wrote. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court granted former President Donald Trump's request to decide if he is immune from criminal prosecution for acts taken during his time in office. The ruling represents a significant blow to special counsel Jack Smith's case, since it would mean the trial potentially wouldn't happen until after the November election. Democrats have been hoping for a Trump conviction before November as part of their ongoing efforts to derail his bid to regain the White House. The left's seething anger turned toward the Supreme Court on Wednesday, with Hollywood celebrities spearheading what appears to be yet another campaign of intimidation against the High Court. Ellen Barkin wrote, "Fuck the Supreme Court." Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band member Stephen Van Zandt wrote, "The Supreme Court has become the most corrupt court in history." He also wrote that Clarence Thomas belongs in jail, though for what reason he didn't say. Rob Reiner seemed to call the Supreme Court a cancerous threat to democracy. CBS's 2½ Men star John Cryer wrote that SCOTUS has lost its last shred of legitimacy. He also pushed for a full ethics investigation of Clarence Thomas. Barbara Streisand also sounded the alarm, warning that Trump may not face trial until after the election. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.